Blog Talk Radio. foundation of scripture for this ministry is Matthew 6:33. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So the thing we're going to try to add unto us on tonight is wisdom. So I'm going to repeat what I just said. There's over 100 verses in the Bible that talks about wisdom and knowledge. In fact, there's so much in there that you can't go through it in one teaching. You just can't do it. The Bible emphasized the fact that wisdom begins and ends with the fear of God, because only God can give you wisdom. If you lack wisdom, ask. The Bible describes wisdom as a strategy. If you use wisdom in a correct way, you can calm the salvaged beast. If you use wisdom in a correct way, you can get someone to hear you out. You know, if it's a misunderstanding, a disagreement, or if you're trying to get someone to understand what you're saying, you need to use wisdom, because sometimes you have to understand that people don't always want to hear us talk about the Lord. And unfortunately, I hate to say that, but I know I've heard family members say, "Here you go again. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I don't want to hear that." But as soon as something goes wrong, not only do they want to hear it, but they'll call you, text you, inbox you, or come and visit you and say, if not outright, they'll beat around the bush until they can get to it. "Can you pray for me? Can you pray with me? Or can you help me? I had a question." You know, some kind of way. But wisdom tells us that we are responsible for what we say, what we do. We are responsible for how we lead and guide these people. We are responsible for teaching or the lack of teaching. We are responsible for handling God's word and handling God's people. A lot of times we want to move, but we didn't ask God first. See, God may tell you, we know it's good intentions, but God may say, "Don't say that, don't do that, don't go right now, because I'm doing something." See, God don't want people, well, I would put it like this, God don't want mankind to depend on mankind. And wisdom should tell us that some things we don't even need to approach. Some things we don't even need to try to work out, figure out, or talk about it, because we should do what my apostle says all the time, seek God, seek Jesus. Because if you're always coming up with a solution, you're always coming up with an answer, guess what? People use that as an excuse why they didn't talk to God. "Well, I talked to such and such, and they said, That's because they're trying to keep from having a relationship with God. They want something like, you know, the Word of God talks about, you know, people want to have some kind of God, you know. They want to have a relationship with God. They mouth say it, but their heart is not far from him. You know, so as I was saying earlier, when the Word in the Old Testament, it talks about what God said, Jehovah, you know, Jireh, Jehovah, Elohim, whichever Jehovah you need at the time you need him. It talks about our God, who I am, who I am. In the New Testament, it talks about a lot about what Jesus said, Jesus did, the disciples witnessed in this and that. So, but both of them says, if you like knowledge, ask, and it shall be given to you. Not just given to you, but given to you generously. It shall be given to you. Let's talk about Okay, let's go to Proverbs 3:13. Let's talk about happiness, using wisdom with happiness. It says, well, I'm gonna read 12:13. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. 13 says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. See, we have to understand that everything is done with God's word. Well, let's go up here and read Proverbs 3. Let's start with 4. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Now, if you go down back where I was at 12:13, it says, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son, in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Okay, so once you get the understanding, then you could get happy about knowing that God has given you wisdom to deal with certain things. A lot of times we don't want to acknowledge that we need to understand we need wisdom. Now, in the 4th chapter of Proverbs, we're going to read verses 5-10. I'm going to start at 4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments. 5 says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get her understanding. We're back to understanding the fact that we need wisdom. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. She shall give thy heart, she shall give thy head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. There's benefit to using wisdom. When I talk with my son, you know, I remember growing up, I had a couple of aunties that had more than 2, 3, 4, 5 children, had children. And in our house, it was not a lot of children at the same time. Most of them was able to get a job and do what they had to do. But growing up, I watched cousins, I watched neighbors, I watched friends. And I saw that a lot of times people thought that some of us had more than others, which was not really true. And I'm going to explain to you why I say that. See, we were children and we thought like children. You know how the Bible said, when I was a child, I thought as thick as a child. Mm-hmm. But when we were children, we didn't understand that our parents couldn't give us everything we wanted. We was always, can I get this? Can I have that? Because they used to say, do you think money grow on trees? See, we didn't use wisdom to understand that. And when we were sit back and be like, oh, I'll just tell mom, I'll just tell dad, I'll just ask my mom or my dad, I'll do this, I'll do this, because we didn't have wisdom. We didn't understand that they had to pay the light bill, the gas bill, the phone bill. And Lord forbid if one of us got sick or hurt, they had to go to the doctor. They had to keep stuff around the house for if someone did get sick. I didn't even say nothing about food yet, did I?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even say nothing about buying being girls' personal items, did I? Now, I remember hearing my mom explain something to her. I'm going to say me one day. She said, every time, I said, Mama, why you don't never do this and never do that? She said, baby, every time I try to buy something, I can't because you all need something or want something. You know, she said, can I be honest with you? I said, yeah. She said, I don't even have money to buy myself a pair of drawers. And, you know, even though she was saying that in a way, I didn't understand it as a child because I figured it was nothing my mom couldn't buy. It was nothing my mom couldn't get. Because, see, our minds, I think, and because of what the world says we see on TV, we really believe that our parents could just be like Bewitched, twiggle her nose, do like Jeannie, blink her head. They can make stuff happen. Because, see, we don't have the wisdom of understanding the real job of an adult, a real parent, a parent that provides, a parent that gives, a parent that wants to be there. See, a lot of times we don't realize you have some parent that says, if I could, I'll walk away. Come on now. Let's get real. They'll say, if I could, I'll walk away. But the wisdom is that they love you so much, and they know that they decided to have you. They want to make a decision that they're going to provide for you. All that they have, whether it's a little or a lot, they'll do without to make sure you have. See, our young people don't have a concept of money. I'm going to put it like that. Because, see, most of them don't have a job, won't get a job. I know a young man, and I'm not going to say his name because I'm going to protect the guilty because he's not the innocent. He's the guilty. Every time I talk to him and say, when you going to get a job, because every time I talk to you, you got the, can I have? Can you give me? Can I get? Do you have? I'll pay you back. Which none of them have a never, here you go. I owe you this. I said I'll give it back to you. We'll never hear that. He says to me, oh, I'm looking for a job. Let me see. You had that outfit on yesterday and the day before, and you was in your room on the computer. What job you looking for? I don't think, I know the game says, what is that game called? Where they tap the cars and they go into the garage and push the reset button, they can come out. I can't think of the name of that game. It's an auto game. Grand Theft Auto. You've been in your room playing this Grand Theft Auto or this other game where they fight a lot. And I don't see nowhere on it where it said, put in your application. How are you going to find a job and you're not on no apps? You don't have a resume. You're not trying to get your GED. Did I hear somebody say something? Oh, okay. You're not trying to get your GED. You're not trying to get a college education. You're not trying to get anything. But you want to stay on the computer, play games. You want to smoke your blunt, dilly, or whatever you call it. You want to beg your mama or somebody, can you use a whip or whatever you want to call it. You ain't got no money to put gas in it or buy gas, but you always got somewhere to go or something to do. But it always started off with, can I get a couple of dollars? Saying that because, see, there's no wisdom there. You want to talk about you got a shorty. Just because you got a short a kid, does it make you a parent? See, I said a little earlier, some parents say, if I could, I would walk away. But they know that you they're the cause of the reason for you being here. So they take on, they made the decision to make sure you got what you need. I didn't say what you want, what you need. See, I want some new shoes, but do I need them? No, I don't. Mm-mm. I got a closet full of shoes, gym shoes, boots, dress shoes, rubber boots, winter boots. I got them, riding boots. So anything from this point is I want. I don't want to have the stuff I got. I want a new fur coat. Do I need it? Nah, I don't. I don't even wear the ones I got. I need some new jewelry. Mm-hmm. I say I need. Because, you know, we take those things we want and we turn it into need. Mm-hmm. Do I need some? Mm-hmm. All I got to do is dust off what I got and pull it out the bag and wear. I don't need it. But see, wisdom is telling me stop rebuying what you have when you can take what you got and use it. Because what I found out in this life is whatever I wore when I was a teenager, y'all, it came back. My mother used to tell me that. That's going to come back around. No, this ain't going to come back. Mm-hmm. We wore bell bottoms, elephant legs, fishnet stockings, stockings with design in it, stockings with the seam up the back, halter top, tank top, tube top. They used to just call them one shoulder, shoulders out. Now they call them cold shoulder outfits or whatever. It came back. It's so good now. Now they have it where one leg is an elephant leg pants leg, and one leg is a straight leg pants leg. It's not just a halter top in the back. It's a halter top in the front, too. It all came back. See, when we were younger, our parents would not let us go outside without a belt on our pants or holes in our pants. Now people are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for some pants that they could just take a pair of scissors or a razor and cut them themselves, throw some rhinestones on it or throw some thread or tape or some material on it and call it their own personal design. But see, when I was younger, that was an insult, called and dressed like that. But see, we didn't use wisdom. But now what we take for is a design. At a day and time, that was called a disaster. I remember growing up, if somebody saw you with some controversy shoes on, Converse, whatever you want to say, ooh, you were cold. Yeah, that's how they knew if you was in the P.O. line or the P.O.O. line or the P.O.O.R. line because of the shoes you wear. But look at the price of the stuff today. We don't use wisdom. Me, myself, you say what you want. But some of the best compliments I got is stuff that was either old that I refurbished or some gym shoes or shoes I got out of Kmart, Walmart, or Former Meals. Ooh, those are cute. Where'd you get it from? I just thought I had them for a while, which I probably did. But the fact is you could take something. And it's called Michael's, the material store, fabric store. And you go in there and get something and add to it and make your own design. See, that's wisdom. If you can't afford what you want, take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and fix it up. Everybody talking about these red bottom shoes, but they don't tell you about the other part of the shoe. They red bottom let people know, oh, you spent money for them shoes. You spend money for some shoes going to make your feet hurt. Mm-hmm. When you could have just went and bought a cheaper pair of shoes, a size smaller, a 9 out of 10, went by Shoe Town and bought some of them shoes that's made for sitting down, taking pictures in, because they sure ain't made for walking. Ask me, I know. I saw a cute pair and I bought them and called myself wearing them. I don't start it off, baby. That outfit was looking good. I was looking good in that outfit, going out the door. But by the time I got in my car and drove where I had to go and got where I got to go and got to the door where I had to go, them shoes had took on another personality. They started doing something else. They wasn't holding me up. I had to walk so I could hold the shoe up. They got so bad, I had to take the shoes off and walk, carry them, because you know how you had a high heel shoe, you just walk as well. Put the heel back here. You just walk it. All of a sudden, the heel was going back like that on one shoe. Another shoe was folded front up under my foot. So I had to take the shoes off and carry them. But they, when you carry them in your hands, they look like they was a perfect shoe. So I'm just saying, use wisdom. When you try to use wisdom, you have to understand there's benefits to using wisdom. So we're going to go to Proverbs, the fourth chapter. We're going to read verses 1 through 6. Yeah. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thy ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discernment, and thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as honeydew. And her mouth is smoother than oil. Baby, can you do this? Baby, can you do that? You know, I had saw these shoes I wanted, and I saw this fit I wanted, and I was just wondering if I could get some money and if I could use your car. I ain't going to be long. I'm just going to get this outfit so when I go out with the girls, you know, I just want to rep. You know, I got to be repping you when I go out, you know. Mouth is smooth as oil. Mm-hmm. I went always old, y'all. When always old. When always save, y'all. When always save. But thank God for Jesus. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Don't give me what I want. You will see something. That's, we talk about, let's use wisdom. This is a benefit of a person that needs to know how to use wisdom. Her feet go down to the depth. Her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable, that thou shouldest not known them. Yeah, let me go back. I said that wrong. That thou canst not know them. See, the benefit of dealing with somebody that have smooth lips, they know how to move them. They know how to shape them. They know how to form them. They have a smooth conversation. They know the right words to use. They know when to use them. They know how to caress you. They know how to maneuver, especially if they know you got a deep, sweet spot for them. Oh, she going to tell you what you want to hear. Or he. She going to rub you the way that you want to be rubbed. Or he. She going to do what she needs to do to get what she needs to get, because she knows you, the one, can make it happen. Make her happy and make it happen. I'm going to give you a good example. I thank God that I'm saved. I thank God that he saved me. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to go back and tell some people that I hurt in the past, I'm sorry, forgive me. I thank God that he's going to give me the opportunity to go back and say it to some people I haven't had a chance to say it to yet. For example, I'm not going to say this person's name, but it is to protect the innocent. I knew he liked me, and I knew he liked me a whole lot. and see, I was this woman here. Proverbs 5, verses 1 through 6. I dropped words like a honeydew. Honeydew this, you know, like the honeycomb. Honeydew that. How can I use your car? Oh, I'm going to go, I want to get my hair done. I'm going to go out. I want to hang out with the girls. I'm going to ride my bike tonight. I want to drive your car. I'm going to the park. I'm going to do. But never one time did I have time for or make time him. I never invited him nowhere, never did anything. But he always made sure I had money in my pocket, Cadillac, Coupe de Ville at that, full of gas. My hair was done. My nails was done. I was in a sharp suit, sharp hook. Always made sure I looked good. But guess what? It was never for him. But because, see, I was willing to use what I get. You remember back in the day, y'all, come on, we saved, but let's be grown. Back in the day, he said, shake what your mama gave you, baby. Shake that money maker. Do what you got to do. Let's use wisdom. Let's tell the truth. I can't get free. You can't get free until we admit and that we have repented, that we was able to get what we wanted. When a person say, what you need? Okay, I use wisdom to, so I can get what I want. I'm going to tell them what you need. What you need? Huh? What you want? Oh, I want that motorcycle right there. Oh, I want this right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want it in my name. See, until we come to the understanding that without the Lord, I could have been dead a long time ago. Without the Lord, I could have been made a vegetable, you know, anything. But because one day I said, Lord, I thank you for a praying mother. I thank you for a praying family. God, I thank you that you didn't give up on me. God, I thank you that you brought me around. I thank you that you let me live to see. God, I thank you that your word is hid in my heart. God, I thank you that I love you enough to say, God, this, how did I get like this? See, we have to learn that wisdom is powerful, just like prayer. Wisdom is powerful because if you don't use wisdom, you can get caught up out here in such a way that you may not be able to return. Did you know that? That you can get caught up in some stuff out here because you think you slick. You think you know everything? You got to remember that. Now, you know you. You think you know you. But the person you messing with, you don't know how they think. Let's use today's event. The young lady, Lord knows I'm praying for her, and I hope you all are too. Could you imagine what she's going through with the guy that stabbed her all the time in front of her 6-year-old child, but yet killed her 11-year-old and she's in the hospital? Y'all, wisdom tells us we must pray for that woman. Not only that she's just a mother to be and a woman, she's already a mother, but she's also a mother that has lost her son because of the lack of wisdom of someone else. That this person that did this has not only hurt her, but have hurt others in the past. If wisdom don't tell you we're living in a time that we need to repent and stay prayed up and say, God, we need you more than ever before. We read in the Bible about Solomon and Gomorrah. We read in the Bible about how the Israelites was wicked with Moses went up in a mountain. We read in the Bible how they lied. They tried to trick Daniel and the Meshach and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How they tried to they lied on Jesus. They tried not to do the things that needed to be done for the prophecy to come true. How Saul was going after David and how David's son did what he did to his sister. when we read it in the Word and we see the stuff is still going on, how the beginning of time we saw that Eve was tricked by the enemy. When we saw that Cain even allowed the enemy to trick him, to make him believe one thing, and he killed his brother. When you read in the Word, you see it over and over and over. But you see in the Word how God has constantly given us a way of escape, a way out. That's using wisdom when you try to understand, when you say, Lord, I don't dot every I, and I don't cross every T. But I thank you for allowing me to see that Moses was a murderer. David was an adulterer. When you go on down the line, when you look at all of them and you say, God, not only did you give them a chance, you restored them. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing we can't do that will cause God not to want us back, except if you blaspheme. Mm-hmm. If you know that you have not did nothing so bad and God would give you another chance, you know, I hear people say and I heard people say, I got to clean myself up and straighten myself out before I could come to God. Mm-hmm. Who told you that? Why are you letting the enemy trick you with that? When Moses went to God, he allowed God to clean him up. He accepted his calling, his assignment, while he was still messy. But he knew something was pulling on him. Okay. When you sit down and you get in situations or you're trying to figure something out and you begin to talk to God in the secret place, mm-hmm. of your mind and heart, or you just talking to God. Don't forget, God takes you where you at. Now, he gave us this book to lead and guide us. It gives us instructions of what to do. Repent. I had to pause right there. Repent. Once you repent and you get in his word, God is going to share some things with you. He's going to share how valuable you are to him. He's going to share with you what it is that he has for you to do. He's going to share with you the conversation that he wants to have with you and you can have with him. Now, let's read Proverbs chapter 8, verses, let me start at 9 and 12. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and the right to them that findeth knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. 11 says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwelleth with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty invention. See, when you find out the value of wisdom and you find out that God has an assignment for you, God don't tell you to go out here and tell everybody your dreams, your desires. He said you could talk to him. He said, come talk to him. And God will give you instruction. Follow his instruction. Receive my instruction. And not silver. Don't be so quick to say something. See, I learned over a lifetime that I couldn't tell everybody everything. You know, we get excited and we want to share. You know how they say, I'm about to bust. We can't share everything with everybody because people will take your ideas and they will run with it. They may even sit out and try to get all that you want to get, and they'll go out and put it in play or in motion before you do. And then now you mad at them because they took what you had. Now, they didn't ask. They didn't even give no implication. And 9 out of 10, they was like, that ain't going to work. What they said, they ain't going to work for you because they wanted to work for them. See, wisdom taught me to shut it up. Don't share this with this person, because when you look up, they're going to be wearing it. They're going to be doing it. And they're going to start saying they said it. Like my sister said, somebody told her, the first time I said, I'm going to give you credit. The next time I said, I'm going to say, I heard somebody say. But from after that, every time I said, I'm going to be like I always said. See, that's what people do. They won't give you credit. Because 9 out of 10, they ain't got wisdom. They're going to be talking to themselves so much, they're going to start believing themselves that it was their idea and you stole it from them. Tell you what I heard. I'll tell you what I know. I'll tell you what was done to me. They said they was the first one to do it. It was that. Baby, I'm telling you. Wisdom taught me, shut your mouth. The only time you talk is when you're repeating something to the Lord, when you're repenting something to the Lord, or God has given you something to share. Not something you want to, but God has given you something to share. You got to get to the place and point that you have to understand wisdom is just that, wisdom. Very valuable. We just sat here and we just talked about happiness with wisdom, the benefits of wisdom, how to keep evil from you by using wisdom, telling you the values of wisdom. Let's go to one more thing. Let's go to Proverbs 16 and 16 and see what it says, okay? Let's do that. Okay? Proverbs 16 says, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? 17 says, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserves his soul. 18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. 19, better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the toil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whosoever trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Now see, right there, that said a whole lot of what I just said. And I'm going to be honest with you, I had missed that scripture earlier when I saw it. I did not look at it. I was not prepared for it, but happy. When you operate with God's wisdom, you don't have to try to remember what you said. You don't have to try to remember what you did. Because, see, one thing it is that when you did what God told you to do, guess what? You did just that, what God told you to do, because God has put you on assignment to do that. A lot of times, we are so busy trying to tell somebody, you know, my feelings are this. God has shown me how to just stop. Stop calling everybody. Stop doing this. Stop doing that. Wait till God gives you a reason to call. You don't know what God is doing in somebody's life. You know how we say, Lord, let me decrease that you make it increase. Lord, let me get out the way that you can have your way. Sometimes God is telling you, stop. S-T-O-P. Stop. And you're study trying to, well, I'm just trying to help. Shake and bake, the commercials say. Well, mom said, I use shake and bake, and the kids say, and I help. God ain't shaking and baking. God is saying, stop. I am He. I am God. Let me do what I need to do, and I need you to shut up, move aside, and let me have my way. Because, see, my sister said something to me today that says, we were talking about someone, and she said, you know, God said, if you be ashamed of me, you know, before man, I'll be ashamed of you before my father. And I was like, wow, that's true. You know, we were talking about sometimes people don't want to tell their family that they're Christian. See, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to say that for another conversation. But it's true. Wisdom. I don't want to be around or with anyone that is ashamed of God. Because, see, Jesus Christ, I'll put it like that. If you're ashamed of Jesus, I'm going to be honest, I really don't want to be around you. But if I'm around you and I know that you are ashamed of Jesus Christ, you don't believe in Jesus Christ, I'm just going to let my life shine. And, oh, yes, it's the glory be to God. To my Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, to the glory be to God. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, where would I be? If it wasn't for the Lord on my side, who knows what state of mind I would be in? Who knows what? I can't even say. It's so many areas I could put in. If it wasn't for the Lord on my side, when the enemy comes in as a flood, God sets up a standard. And I want to meet the standard that God set up. I've learned to keep my mouth quiet. I learned to not depend on what I can do. I learned how not to use this thing right here to get what I want. I say, Lord, this is what I want. God, make it happen. And I said, I'm getting out the way. I got out the way. I'm out of the way. I'm just going to sit back. So when somebody says, oh, you got that, for God be the glory. God made this happen. God made this happen. God made this happen. Let's talk about, let's read Proverbs 23 and 23. Proverbs 22. Hearken unto thy father that begattest thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. By the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instructions and understanding. 24 says, the father of righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. We have to understand that what we do causes us to give people an outlook of being a Christian. People have decided to make being a Christian. I'm sorry. I'm saying how it seems like to me. They want the form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They want to be some like saved. They want to be some like the man or woman of God. They want to be something like the answer, but they don't understand you're not the answer. You're telling people about the answer, and the answer name is Jesus Christ. You're not the one that can put us in or take us out. You can't put us in hell, and you can't take us out. You can't give me a one-way ticket or a two-way ticket to heaven. You don't have the power or the strength. He said, for freely you give, because freely I got it. I can give you the information about the love of Jesus Christ. I can give you the information about, if you want the rules and the road of the road to heaven, it's in Genesis to Revelation. It's going to tell you about the sign, how to read it. Mm-hmm. You know, I can use bright read the signs and study the signs and the rules on the road for a DMV test. The Bible teaches you about the rules of the road. It teaches you about staying in your lane. It teaches you about what to do with a stop sign, how to recognize the signs if nothing's written on it. God teaches you discernment of spirit. God teaches you. All you have to do is get in the word. God will send you word. And 9 out of 10, if you're listening and you really hear God and you acknowledge you hear God, that's why I said 9 out of 10, you got to acknowledge you hear God. God is going to send you a message, confirmation. God's going to send you confirmation of something he said, something he's doing, or something he did. God is going to, before anything happens, God is going to talk to you about it first. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to say no name, because I don't like when people be like, what you talking about? Now I'm talking about Jesus, if you want to hear a name, Jesus. God had told me to bless somebody one time. And then this person had turned around and asked for a blessing. And I said, Lord, now you know I was going to try to ignore that. But I didn't want to bless them like you had said to bless them. I really didn't. But I heard God say bless them. And I didn't understand. And once I did what God told me to do, God had told me a little bit after that, he said, I've released you. And I didn't understand at the time why God told me to bless this person and why God told me he had released me. Because once God had released me, he shared with me later. He said, because, see, I wanted that person to show you if I really laid there in that person's heart. I didn't say live there. I said laid there. Because, see, when God's word is in you, it lays in your heart. It don't just live in there. It lays in your heart. It stays in your heart. That when you need it, pull it out of your heart. So when God told me he had released me from this person, I was able to say, okay, God, I see it. I see it. Because once I did what I did, that person would do what they said they was going to do. And I didn't ask for it back because, see, the word of God said, what profit would man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What profit would it have profited me to say, I gave you this, I did that, and this, That's what it cost me to be released from you? No problem. Because, see, one thing I know is God makes no mistakes. I got excited about this word on tonight. My time is almost up. I'm so sorry. I'm going to stop right there because we're talking about wisdom. If you're on Facebook and you want to say something, please say something. Thank you, Trish, for agreeing with me. Amen. Thank you. I love you so much, cousin. If anybody else want to say something on Facebook, please do. For Blog Talk, the lines are open. If you have any comments or replies, please do so at this time. The lines are open. So I don't stick anybody from Blog Talk, but it's okay. I'm hoping somebody look at this in the replay or in the archives and they will get something out of it. I praise God for allowing me to talk on. This was part two of talking about wisdom. We had started part one on the 13th, which was Wednesday, where God had me to talk about wisdom. So today he had me to continue with wisdom. I'm just writing down my date.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I was just going to say thank you. Awesome word, awesome references. I mean, awesome. The examples you shared, they were so relatable, and to cross-reference it with the Word of God was just enjoyable. So thank you so much, woman of God.
Thank you so much, Apostle. Is there anyone else? Okay. I thank you all for tuning in on tonight to just listen to what God has given me to talk about wisdom. I'm learning to understand and use wisdom even the more because, like I said, a lot of times people will come to you with a conversation and sometimes God just wants you to just shut up and direct them back to them and say, just pray about it. If they say yes, come to pray again. If they say no, not yet, then you just go, well, you know what, before you get some information or you get some input from somebody else, repent, talk to God, and listen to hear what God has to say. You know, sometimes God will have you pick up the phone and call somebody and say, you know what, God had placed you on my heart and had me to call you or I have a visit with you to tell you. But use wisdom in everything. Use wisdom as your open point to telling somebody about the goodness of the Lord. I thank you again for this Friday night service at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear what God has put on my heart. We will be talking about wisdom again on Monday night if you tune in at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear God have me with part 3 of wisdom this Monday coming up. If you come back on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can hear our very own Apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and she will be ministering to us as you are on your way to church or on your way to work or from the early morning service. Wherever it is you're going or whatever God is having you to do, please tune in to us on Blog Talk Radio with that's a worldwide web station, and you shall hear what the Lord has for us. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm excited about Minister Margot. We talked with her on today. We ask them you to keep her in your prayers. We talked about we're trusting God with the woman of God to make sure that she knows that God is still her Lord and Savior. He still has her. He's still keeping her as of right now. What I mean by that, as of right now, he's still letting her have breath in her body and still knowing that God is God. She is so wonderful. She's talking about the Lord, his power, and her faithfulness to him, and I thank God for that. I was looking for my notes. I can't find my notes for Pastor Linda Andy's prayer line and for Minister Carmen's prayer line and Reverend Cecil Johnson's Texas prayer line. So I hate that I don't have it. I thought I had put the paper over here. Let me look at this. Let's see if this is it. No, I must have left it in the other room. But again, thank you all for joining in. Keep those people that you know that need prayer, keep them on the altar. Keep God's elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Apostle, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Ron, and Evangelist Tony Montgomery on your prayer list. Keep Reverend Lon Seabury and myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, on your prayer list. Pray that God's will be done. Pray that God have his way concerning us. Pray that we stay focused and stay on assignment. Pray that our faith fell us not because God is still God. And we love the Lord with our whole heart. And I just want to let you all know, if you stay before God, you ain't got to be perfect. Don't try to be. But try to stay perfectly before God. Be honest with him. He already know what you do, what you don't do, where you at, what you think, how you think. If you mess up, make a mistake, you stumble and fall, repent, take it back to the Lord. God is just. He said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. You can't fix yourself. Go before God. He'll fix you. You know how I know? He's fixing me. He fixed me, and he's fixing me. Because I tell you, when I give a testimony, I give mine. Because I know if God could save me, he could save him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you could do about it. And I pray that everybody get rest on tonight and that you heard something that will set you free. Keep the people I called out in prayers, as many as other loves. One, the young lady that's in the hospital that lost her child, and any other person that you know of. We ask God to just heal them all and their family. God, give them the love and the knowledge and the support that they need at this time. God, we may not know them all by name or face by face, God, but we just ask you, touch them, touch their family. Keep them, keep their family. God, we ask you to just do what you do, and you only. Keep our house and our loved ones safe. Keep a hedge around us. Keep our harm, evil, danger, and death. Heal, God. Heal, heal, heal. God, we trust in you all day, all night. God, thank you for my cousin, Trisha, and her sisters, and her brothers, and Trisha's husband, God. I thank you for them. Thank you, God. I ask you to touch Violet in a special way. God, you know what his request is. You know what's in his heart. Deliver sex free, God. Break away the stronghold. Destroy the strong man. God, we thank you right now. And I love you with my whole heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, everyone.